Hi, y'all. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, and today we are doing an Ask Me Anything episode. Welcome back to Sweet Release. I know we took a break last week. Thank you. I hope everyone got the message. I posted it on my Twitter, X, and Threads, and all my social media platforms, but it was kind of a last minute decision. I just decided to focus on some other creative projects last week. This takes a lot of time and energy to edit, to film, all of that. And I didn't really have any episode prepared. And I wanted to just take time to focus on my book, which is something that I've been working on for many years. And I hope to be releasing it soon. So I was just kind of trying to put my creative energy there last week. So thank you for allowing me to take that little break. I also was on vacation. I celebrated a really close friend's wedding, which is why maybe I look a little sun-kissed today. But yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I'm also, I do have another quick announcement. This is my 69th episode, which, as you know, 69 is a special number for us pleasure seekers and all of us, you know, pleasure enthusiasts. And so I'm just so excited that I have created 69 episodes for you guys, or I mean, this is my 69th episode, and I just feel so honored to be here. I'm so grateful for all of your support and your ongoing support and love, and I just love creating this just safe space and this respectful space for us to have these conversations about these still often taboo subjects. And so it's just, I just feel so good to be continuing this journey and to be growing and learning and just inspiring and educating you in the process. And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here. So thank you so much for your ongoing support, and cheers to episode 69. Woohoo! So let's get into some questions. Welcome to Sweet Release. First question, is toe sucking a turn on? Yes, I love it. Please do it. Obviously not everyone loves it, but I'm a huge fan. I encourage you to do it. It's just like a sensual way to just feel like you're getting like more of someone. And I love that. I love getting all of their body parts and embracing all the beauty of people. And so yes, please suck those toes. Next, do you have relations with Black men? You know, this is kind of like a silly question. Obviously, none of these questions, I'm not trying to shame you for your question, but it's just kind of silly. But yes, of course I do. Of course, I do not discriminate. I love all types of people, no matter your gender, no matter your race, no matter who you are. That's a part of this space and this podcast, is because I want you to be welcomed and loved for your authenticity, for who you are, no matter your color or shade or like brain or heart, like no matter who you are loved and you are appreciated here. And that's kind of my goal here to do, is to create a space for us all to just honor that and welcome everyone's authenticity. So next, hey, Barbie, do you feel that a man has to make the first move every time and ask a girl out? Or would you ever ask a man woman out on a first date? So no, I don't think a man has to make the first move. I've made them first move plenty of times. I know you guys can't see, but I'm literally wearing underwear right now. I just got back from vacation late last night and I'm feeling lazy. Oh, I forgot to mention, we have this new beautiful plant over here. I finally repotted some plants. So she's going to be gracing us with her warm presence now. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted and sweating. Ooh, okay. No, I do not think men need to make the first move. That is just silly and outdated. And I don't think that should be the norm. Like, if you want to ask someone out, ask them out. I've asked out plenty of people and I've been denied plenty of times too. You have to know that if you're going to make that first move, if you're going to have the courage to do so, then just recognize like, hey, you're not going to get a yes every time. And you just have to take that leap. It's one of those things that feels really good when you do it. It can be discouraging when someone turns you down, but at the same time, it's going to build that courage up and make you feel good to continue like opening yourself up and being vulnerable and putting yourself out there, which I just think is so important to, you know, ultimately find your person and make those really great connections. Next, Do you like eating ass or receiving it better? If I had to choose, I'd probably say like, I like to be on the receiving end just because I like to be worshipped, but I love it. I love doing it too. Next question. Do you prefer getting butt booty naked when you're having sex or leaving some underwear on? Oh no, I want to be fully in my beautiful body. The only time I like to leave stuff on, maybe if I'm wearing like sexy lingerie that has like a hole in it, or maybe if I have heels on, like that's sometimes fun to leave those on during sex, but no. Or if it's like a quickie, like maybe I'll still have my shirt on or something, but no, I'm not one to want to like pull my underwear aside. That just is not comfortable. Thanks for the question. Next, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but do you like it when your partners talk dirty in bed with you? For example, do you like hearing how tight your pussy is or how great your ass looks, etc.? Yes, I love dirty talk. I think it is amazing. I am a huge fan. I think we should all welcome it more. I think there's definitely like a time and a place for dirty talk. And I think sometimes like too much is a turnoff. But I think like anytime you can compliment the person you're in bed with or tell them how amazing they are or tell them something to make them feel good, I think like words of affirmation is a very common thing that people enjoy. So I definitely encourage it. What's your favorite part about your body? Good question. You know, I really like my long legs. And I like my little titties. I do. Where do you prefer guys to come on you? Your butt, your back, your stomach, your tits, or your face? I think it's just, it depends on my mood. And I think when I was younger, sometimes I would like when guys would pull out, especially if I wasn't taking my birth control regularly, and usually like coming on my body was kind of sexy for like the after shot, you know, looking, enjoying having it all over me. But lately, like in relationships, my guy typically just comes inside me. So I can't really relate to that. Next. Did you see Kristen Stewart on the cover of Rolling Stone wearing a jock strap? Oh my God. Thanks for this question. I did not see that and I had to look it up, and damn, she is so sexy. Yeah, I really love her and I love her new style, wearing underwear all the time and just like owning this, just like, I mean, she's not really being nude, but I love this kind of surge of people that are, you know, famous people or people in that space or in that industry that are not wearing bras, that are like showing their nipples through clothing and dresses. And yeah, like rocking the jock straps or rocking these just like sexual, just owning your body and feeling good in whatever gender, like in the fluidity of gender too. It's so sexy. So thank you for bringing this up. I thought she did look so sexy. So thanks for that. Next, what's the latest sexual experiment you've tried and how did it go? Ooh, good question. I guess like my partner and I like went to a sex party for the first time in many years. And so, and explored like some fire play and that was really like a new experiment. But no, we haven't really had any new experiences lately. We've been just like really focusing on our creative endeavors and saving money and working really hard. And so, yeah, that's kind of made pleasure a little bit more difficult. You know, a lot of our time is spent working, and it was nice to have a little vacation this last weekend and focus on each other and our friends and just spending time together. So that was really nice. And we did get to have a little pleasure session while we were there, but only one. A couple. So yeah, it was nice to focus on that. But, you know, lately we haven't really been exploring too many, experimenting and doing new things. But there might be some new things coming soon. So you guys will be the first to know, that's for sure. Next, in general, do you think cowboys are hot? I mean, guys in tight jeans, cowboy boots, and a hat. Yes, I do. Definitely. Next, girls are so hot. When did you realize just how hot you are and start to own it? I started to own my hotness freshman year of high school. You know, I started to feel like kind of sexy in eighth grade because I got, you know, I went to this quinceañera and her older brother asked me to slow dance during I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. And it was like such a moment for me because I was like, oh my God, this is like a senior and I am not even a high school. Or maybe he was a junior, but he was a lot older. And I was like, wow, he thinks I'm cute. Like, why else would he ask me? Maybe he just wanted to make me feel good, but he chose me, you know? And so that was like an aha moment. And then, you know, making varsity cheerleading as a freshman. So we had tryouts like before the year started and I made varsity I was like one of two freshmen that made the varsity team. And so that gave me this huge boost of confidence. And so then moving forward, I just felt like I was like hanging out with all the older girls and I just really felt beautiful. And I got my braces taken off and I got like these really bright highlights and I just felt pretty sexy. And I feel like that just gave me this boost of confidence. And I started just like, I definitely, you know, started feeling good and looking good. And that was like a good confidence moment for me for sure. And there's more details of all of that in my book, which is a, you know, coming of age tale. And it goes into detail of all of that. So I can't wait for you guys to read it one day. Okay, next. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it women that like this open relationship type thing? I feel like it's something a cheater came up with so that they could cheat without feeling guilty about it. You know, I hate when people say this and, you know, not to discount your thoughts because it is very common to think, but you know, I don't believe this idea that like a cheater came up with this and this is like how open relationships start. And I also don't really agree with the fact that women are the ones that always bring it up. I think it just really differs on the person. And there's types of people that are comfortable with open relationship styles. And there's types of people that are not, and they want a more monogamous relationship life. But I think it's just recognizing that there's not one way to enjoy your life and to live fully. And that's what I love about it most is because there are all these different ways to grow and learn about yourself and learn about your partner and really evolve and experience life fully. Like there's just so many unique ways that you can experience life and love your body and love yourself and love these connections. And I just think that's what makes life beautiful is connecting to others, exploring, learning about yourself, growing, evolving. Like all of that is like what I've learned makes my life feel so full. And so, no, I don't think that it's a woman that really likes this relationship type thing. And I don't think it's cheaters that came up with this. I think it's really just a way, like I said, to explore and experience life differently. And it's not to say everyone should do or try an open relationship style. It's just to say that this is a way that works for a lot of people and it's really fun. And of course, you have to talk about boundaries and all of that, but it really is a beautiful way to learn about yourself and learn about your partner and just like grow together. And I love it. Okay. Have you ever been tied up with duct tape? No, I'm not a duct tape person. I want to see my wife have sex with another woman so bad. Is that a common fantasy? Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a lot of women are on like kind of the fluid spectrum, but some aren't. You know, some people do not like other women. And so this is something that maybe you could for sure experience, but it's something that you have to lead with. Just be gentle with your delivery and just be gentle with bringing it up because it's not something for everyone. And she might just want to know, you know, why and what you think about it. And she might be scared to like, you know, move into that space because then that might lead to you wanting to hook up with her. So it might just be nice for you to like welcome this idea and let you know that you'd like really be turned on by her hooking up with another woman, but in no way do you want to be involved in this interaction. And this is something that just really turns you on and you think it'd be really fun to watch. Like this is definitely common. It's like a cuckolding fantasy. but just like with a woman, it's often common with men, or, you know, men wanting to see their woman get fucked by another man, but you might want to see her get fucked by a woman. Like, what's not to love about that? So yeah, I do think it is very common. And if you have other specific questions on how to like bring this up, I know I have talked about bringing up kinks and fantasies in relationships a lot. And really it ultimately stems down to just baby steps and boundaries and just taking your time and being authentic and being careful and sensitive to these topics, because it is very vulnerable and it can be very triggering for a lot of people. So just listen and ask questions and be intuitive. Next question. Did you have sex with Sylvia Sage after your podcast or go on a date after? You had such great chemistry with each other. Oh, thank you. You know, she was one of the first guests. Well, I had actually several guests, but she's used to being on camera. She's used to, you know, making people laugh because she's a comic as well as, you know, a podcaster. And so her flow, I did really love that conversation. Like, it just flowed. It felt natural. I was laughing the whole time. But no, I have not hooked up with any of my guests. Besides, you know, Cameron, who was on, and he was a previous short-term relationship that I had. And we talked about that in the episode. But no, there hasn't been anyone that I've hooked up with. There's been some girls recently, that I was like, you know, maybe we should go on a date. but yeah, again, you guys will be the first to know. Well, my Patreon will probably be the first to know. And you should also subscribe to my newsletter, because I also kind of talk about these guests in more detail and share kind of the behind the scenes as well. So check out my website, barbiejeanxo.com, and you can just, sign up for my newsletter as well. But yeah, thank you so much for the question. I'm glad we had such great chemistry and I really appreciate you saying that. Okay, next question. Do you smoke, and have you ever done a smoking fetish with anyone? So I smoke weed. I sometimes smoke those puff sticks. I had a cheat weekend this last weekend, the little nicotine flavored fucking popsicles that taste delicious. But I do not smoke cigarettes. I do not like it. But I do smoking fetish content on my Patreon. So I take some sexy photography and include, you know, smoking, just fetish photography. And I think some videography is on there as well. But there was definitely, that's one of my, you know, albums in there, is that, as well as photography, feet fetish, and bondage and rope and shibari and all that. So if you're interested in that kink, check out my Patreon. But no, that's not something I've ever like done with someone. But it's something I've always been aesthetically attracted to myself, is just women and men smoking with their mouths open and like the cloud of smoke. Like, I just find it aesthetically like pleasing. And yeah, it's kind of stimulating in a sexual way for me too. So I definitely like to create art that does that. So thanks for the question. Next, I saw your profile on Soft White Underbelly and I wanted you to recommend something. As a Dom, I like to gag my subs, but that presents a communication problem. I got around this by purchasing a dog clicker on Amazon and putting it in my subs' hands. One click equals yes, two no, three stop, four plus equals like red or emergency. Thank you for this. Yeah. This is great advice. I love this idea. I think there's so many ways, because sometimes you can't verbally say your safe word, that sometimes there's other ways. Like, you should always have, you should always have a nonverbal safe like cue. So this is amazing. Yeah. I love this idea. Like, having a little dog clicker in your hand, it definitely makes the submissive, or, you know, the bottom or whoever is, and the more submissive role, feels safe. So you should always find a way, if you're being gagged or if you're unable to speak, or if you maybe don't even want to speak. Like, sometimes in the heat of the moment, you don't want to like say words, because you're also in this like submissive space. And so you're tapped in, you're kind of maybe even disconnected, but more connected to your body. And you don't really want to like let out a verbal safe word. So yeah, I love this idea. Thank you so much for this. And Yeah, I appreciate it. Even though it's not a question, I love it. Thank you. Has a man ever said or done something during sex that you thought was so weird that you had to stop? I remember this one guy who let out the longest and loudest moan ever. And I thought it was like so bizarre because it was like so aggressively loud and aggressively long. And I was like, what? Like, and it just like kept going like for like over a minute. Maybe even longer. Like it was just so, it was like a loud scream, yell and moan all at the same time. And that turned me off. I was like, I don't think I could have sex with you again and experience that again. But at the same time, obviously he like enjoyed himself. And so that made me feel really good. So I think there are things that, I'm not one, I don't really like, I think loud sex is really great. But I think like too loud or too aggressive can be like a bit much for me. I'm a very like soft-spoken person. I'm a very, quiet person. I don't like the loud American energy, which is definitely a judgment, but there are a lot of loud Americans. And I learned that while traveling. Everyone's like, yeah, Americans are so loud. But it's true. There are, we just have this wider range of emotion than most other countries. And so that to me can often be a turnoff if you're really loud, even just like speaking naturally. So thank you for your question. I don't think that's the only thing I can think of where I was definitely turned off. But most of the times in the moment, like even if you do something that I might not like, I might just like say, like I might just like move to a different position if I don't like what you're doing, or, you know, use my body to like show you like, okay, do something different, or, you know, don't say that. I don't know if I would ever say that. I would just kind of redirect the energy elsewhere. Okay. Next. Hi, Barbie. I've watched some of your interviews about BDSM, and although I'm really curious to try it, I can't bring myself to paying a dominatrix to fuck me. It just feels like paying for sex. Am I approaching this the wrong way? Yeah, you are. You know, first of all, if you're paying for a dominatrix, which is really a great way to explore BDSM, it is. But most of the time, you're actually not going to be having sexual interactions. It's typically working on your fantasies and having this power play dynamic or whatever it is that you're interested in exploring. But typically, it's not going to be like any penetrative sex happening. That's pretty rare when you're like paying for a dominatrix. It's more about the exploration of this, like I said, the power dynamic or the, you know, whatever it is in the BDSM under umbrella that you're interested in trying and like tapping into, you know, psychological play or whatever. So yeah, I do think you might be approaching this the wrong way. If you're interested in exploring BDSM, I typically encourage you like, yeah, a dominatrix is a great way, or a professional is a great way, but also, you know, finding an authentic connection and bringing it up in that way can really be the most fulfilling for you. And that's when you can be your most vulnerable too, is when you're able to like drop down those walls, have those boundary conversations with a new connection and say like, hey, this is something I'm interested in exploring. So I definitely encourage you to do it with like someone that you've been dating for a little while, or someone that you're, yeah, possibly getting to know that's interested in exploring as well. And so I do think that you might be approaching it in just a little bit in the wrong way. I think also if you're interested in exploring BDSM, it's not often about penetration. Like I said, like even if you are dating someone, like if you want to create this scene and explore BDSM, it's not always about the climax and the actual intercourse itself. It's about the psychological play. It's about, you know, creating this power dynamic. It's about, you know, the sensations and the bondage or whatever it is. There's other elements to it that make it so rewarding. And it can be this cathartic release. It can be this healing experience. It can be this transformational experience. And so there's other assets to it besides this like penetrative pleasure experience. Like that's not what it's about. So if you are interested in exploring it, I would focus your energy on like that part of it and not be thinking about like getting fucked. Okay. I think I just have one more. Oops. Logged me out here. Let me get back in here. Sorry, scrolling down. Got to find where I was. Do, do, do. And do you think it should be illegal to use AI to create nudes of someone and share them on social media? I inadvertently saw one of the Taylor Swift deepfakes on Reddit and couldn't believe what I was seeing. It seems totally immoral and a new way to invade someone's privacy. What are your thoughts? Yeah, this is a loaded question. And I never saw the Taylor Swift deepfakes. I heard about them. I never saw them, but obviously I heard they were very realistic. And yeah, I do feel like it's an invasion of privacy. It's just really tough to just kind of like regulate this. And I know AI is becoming such this new space where it is allowing people to create and to learn and really educate themselves about so many things. I really love AI. I think it's fantastic, but I also think that it is scary for a lot of people, and people are also using it in disrespectful ways. So yeah, it's unfortunate. I think that should be illegal, but I just don't know how you would regulate that, because it's just hard to regulate that and see where these are coming from. But maybe that's an AI thing. Like maybe AI is able to regulate the phone that it came from. And if you created these deepfakes, like, you know, maybe like I just had my second strike on YouTube. Praise the Lord, Goddess, Mother Nature, that I do not get a third strike and get booted off. But I think it should be also like a strike process. Like a lot of people, they make mistakes, and you know, it's important for us to have second chances and third chances. And I think that's how we learn. And you know, we do cross people's boundaries sometimes unknowingly, and we just need to be more educated about it. So I do think like it's important if people are creating these like nudes of people and spreading them, you know, then yeah, they should get a fucking warning. They should get a fucking, should pay a fine or something and be told like, hey, this is disrespectful. Do you see how this can like hurt someone's feelings to cross someone else's boundaries, to make them feel just like used? Like it's just disrespectful on so many levels. And try to educate people and let them know like, hey, you should not be doing that. You know, it's just cruel on so many levels. And, you know, make it more, you know, I think people just don't see the emotion, or they're not empathetic enough to understand how this could really affect someone's feelings and their job even. Like it just can really affect you. And, you know, people have boundaries. A lot of people don't want their, even if it's a fake nude body, I just think it's disrespectful to put that out there, because the other issue is that people don't know that it's fake. And there's so many AI accounts now out there. And now I think, you know, Instagram has to say like, if this was created by AI, and there's definitely these new technologies that are coming out where you have to like say like, yes, this is AI created. But there's so many people out there that don't know. And there's still so many platforms where you don't know if it's fake or not. And so that's the problem too, is that we need to start being more transparent. And I think that's the problem with a lot of this AI, is like, oh, we don't know if you're creating this or if AI is creating this. We don't know like what's real and what's not. And that's what the scary part is for me anyways, is like, dang, like, What is our future hold with this AI journey? I think it's amazing. I would love to fuck a robot. I would love to experience like the future of AI, but I also think it's so scary because they're already starting to take so many people's jobs, and it really is something that we need to like learn how to like work with and not retreat, not like push away. Anyways, I'm getting off on a tangent. I do think that it should be illegal. I think it's unfair. I think there needs to be some sort of regulation there, but I just don't really know how they would do that. So I hope that that starts happening. I do think we are starting to make moves to do it, like I said, by being more transparent and that sort of thing. So I do think we're moving in the right direction. And I think people are speaking out about it, and specifically Taylor Swift and other people that have unfortunately dealt with this. But yeah, I think it doesn't feel good when someone uses your image to display yourself in any sort of way or without your consent. And that's another big thing is like consent here. Like she didn't give her consent for you to take her image and her face and her body. And so it's just really just, it's cruel and it's unfair and it's not nice. And so as always, y'all, I want you to be sweet. I want you to be sweet to people, even if it's Taylor Swift. I love T Swift. Even if it's, you know, your ex or your mom that you don't like, you know, you still have to be sweet. You still have to be kind. You don't have to agree with each other, but you have to be sweet and just love each other and treat each other with respect. And you really will feel more fulfilled in your life if you're being sweet and you're spreading that kindness. So I just encourage you to continue embracing your sweetness and spreading that love to others and to yourself. Don't forget about yourself. It's hard. Often we give so much love to others and we really forget about ourselves. So just be sweet to yourself too, please. And thank you so much for coming back. I love you guys. I'll be back next week with a guest. Talk soon. Bye.